It really kind of got me that there was nothing here that showed that these people actually served and what they've done. And they had done quite a bit, because when it first started out, they were a militia. They were elected people, and they become the prominent businessmen, became the officers in this militia. And then when things started happening, it started getting into the war situations, they activated them and they became actual military. Then when the war was over, they went back to a militia. And this went back and forth until after World War II. And then once they got deactivated, that's when Trenton got a National Guard unit specified for this area.